Last night we had a Malava Malka here in Yeshiva for Wayim Masmidim at the end of an In Shabbos. And Rabbi Chorsky shared incredible insight on the Ramban we're going to take a look at. So I begin to look at that and appreciate some of what he was driving at, and maybe we'll add a little bit as well. Ramban in Perek Tes Vav Pasuk Yud Dalet talks about Bris Ben Abzar. And what appears to be a philosophically knotty question about the Bris Ben Abzar. He gets to the philosophy, as Kedarko Bakodesh, often by Ramban, by beginning with a very technical question, just reading the language of the Pasuk. Pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu that your children will go, your Zera, your the spiritual heirs, will go down into Galus, and then ultimately they're going to have a Gula from that Galus. The Gam es Hagoy she'avodu don anochi. The Gam, the nation that they will have been working for, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will ultimately judge and punish for what they did. So, what does that mean? What does the Vagam mean? Should say. They're going to go into Golos, and then they'll leave Rechush Gadol. What's the Vagam? Also, additionally, you have a series of items. What's being added by the Vagam? The first thing begins, Rashi says, Vagam, the Rabbo, is Dalad Dalyos. All Shashim did Israel. The Gam is not only the Mitzrayim, but all of the nations that will throughout Jewish history oppress the Jews. The Babylon, the Parsi, the Yavanim, and so on and so forth, and throughout the last 2,000 years of Dol Zedem, different nations have oppressed us. That's the Rashi. It's the Gam, instead of just the S. The Rabos, the Gam of the Rabos, all the other subsequent nations that will take on the same role as the Mitzrayim had played in Dol Mitzrayim. Adar Chapshat, Rabbi Knight, that's not that Rasha Rashi said, Apipshuto, Yayal Meir, Kasher Danti as Banet, the Vidolas, the Inu, Avon, Yavis Agashi Avodu, Adin, Allah Hamasha, Asulahat, Yasulahat. He says, approach number two is it means similarly. Not just as the Jews left, but just as the Jews will, over the course of Jewish history, experience Golos as a result of Chet, so too, the Mitzrayim will experience their onesh as a result of Chet. On top of the Einai, the Rabban says, he's not so excited by that either. Pshat number two. Why? Maybe because the Jewish people who were in Golos and Mitzrayim weren't necessarily there because they had done Chetan. He says, you know, I really think it means, V'gam means, as Rav Chorsky pointed out, Hagam. Nevertheless, doesn't mean just as with the Jews, so too with the Mitzrayim. It means despite this, despite all this, I will punish the Mitzrayim. Hanochem ve'enai, third line, number 38. Ki tam ve'gam, the meaning, again, this is classic Ramban terminology, ta'am, when he uses ta'am in the Pirush HaTorah, it doesn't mean the way we use it. The reason why, he usually uses ta'am to mean the Pirush. The explanation of what this means, Tam v'gam yodei, translate that, apo pish, ani gozareti al zarech, ali gozgeri v'eretz ol ed, even though I already issued a gzera that they're going to go into the Jews are going to go. And now they're going to go, v'avodu v'ilosem. It's going to be difficult and painful, and the Kaiser will suffer in this galus. Apo pishing, nevertheless, meaning, once it's a gzera, Kaiser will tell Avraham Avinu in advance, there's going to be a galus. So you would have thought, okay, so then, the mitzvahs are just doing what they're supposed to do. That would see the Hashem. That's in the Nebuah. The mitzvahs are expected to Meshavei Klal Yisrael. So you would have thought, they don't deserve any onesh. Apal Pichin means Vigam, means Hagam. Nevertheless, as Hagoy Yashay Avodu Don Anochi. Apal Pichin Eshpot Es Hagoy Yashay Avodu Al Asher Yasu Lahem. Despite the fact that Israel Nigzar, they're still going to be punished as well. They don't get off the hook just because they were fulfilling the gzeirah.
So that is, as I said before, Rabban gets started with just read the language. How do you make sense of the language? Actually read the words in the pasuk and make sense of the words in the pasuk. Of course, once you do that, answering one question opens another question. Now I understand the language, but now the question is, well, why is it true? That afal pichin requires explanation. As the havamina is a good havamina. If the mitzvah are fulfilling gezeiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avraham Avinu, I want the Jews to go into Galus, I want the Jews to have a difficult time in Galus, ultimately they're going to emerge stronger, better, ready for Torah, ready for Eretz Yisrael, so the mitzvah were fulfilling Tzivu Hashem. So, despite it all, nevertheless, the mitzvah will be punished. Taka, why? It's a good kasha. It's good havmiya. The taka shouldn't be punished. So what's the movement, so to speak, from the havmiya to maskana? Why are they being punished? So first he gives an answer. Hatam kamosha amar akasuv. The Kinesu Shalayim Ulitzion Kinagad Allah goes on to quote Psukim, Ani Katsafti Ma'at Fahimra Azru Le Ra'a. A pasuk tells you about a pasuk in Zechariah, one of the treyos. Zechariah says, Zechariah quotes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was going to make life somewhat difficult for Klal Yisrael, and this nation decided to push it farther than I had demanded, so they're going to be punished for the excess. And he goes on to say another pasuk. Now a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Katzafti Ami, etc. V'chein haya b'Mitzrayim shahusifu lehara ki hishlichu b'neim liar v'yemaros chayeim. They did more than was expected. They were killing. There was infanticide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't told Avraham Avinu there needs to be murder of the Jews over the course of the Galus Mitzrayim. Said it'll be avad v'inu osam. It's going to be difficult. They can work very hard. It's going to be painful. They can be subjugated. But hishlichu infanticide. They were trying to obliterate the Jews. That was Paro's plan. That was not part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectation. Certainly not part of the gezerah of the Bris Bei Absar. He says, okay. So, I'm going to judge. That's why he says, and the Rabban says, Gevaldin. He says, what the point? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? He didn't say, I will punish them. He said, I will. I will judge them. What do you mean judge? I'm going to look into it. I'm going to assess what the story is. They're going to go into Gauls, and then we'll see if the Mitzrayim just did what HaKadosh Baruch expected, then they do not deserve any onus. They did more than HaKadosh Baruch expected, and they didn't deserve onus for the excess. It's a good old, like a fifth view. Rabban goes on to say, in Rabban, they're being punished for the Zadon. The Zadon. So what's Zadon? The Mezid. So Rabban says, well, the Zadon means that there was an intentionality, meaning, at this point, the Rabban thinks, intentionality is they had their own desire to do wrong, and if they did way more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu let be goes there. So they're going to be punished for the excess. Okay. Mashal ma'adavar domen. To give just a crude analogy, if the din is that you're high of chatzin ezek in a particular case, and the beis decides to make you pay nezek shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did say you should pay chatzin ezek, but you're making him pay more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to pay. So that's wrong. Right? The fact that they made him pay 1,000, the nezek was 1,000. The Beis Din should have said you have to pay 500. Instead they said you got to pay the full 1,000. So the extra 500 the Beis Din is telling to pay. That's not wrong. Right? They're asking what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, the plus. So similarly here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, avad le'inu osam. If all the mitzvah had done would have been avad le'inu osam, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, see, if all they did avad le'inu osam, no punishment. They do more, which in fact they did. Well, if they did more, they'll be punished for that extra. Then goes on to say the Rambam has a different approach in the Hilchos Tshuva.
Rambam says, Kadosh Baruch Hu said someone has to do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say who has to do it. No one asked the Mitzrim to volunteer. So, yes, Kadosh Baruch Hu said someone will do it. But you chose to do what's normally inappropriate, to subjugate, to oppress someone else. It wasn't a result of direct Tzivu Hashem. The Rambam says that's why the Mitzrim were punished, because they did what they were not particularly expected to do. The series says Harav. Harav nostan ta'am b'sefer hamada, in sefer hamada, in hilchos tshuva. The Rambam says, l'fishol gozal isha du'a. The reason why the mitzvah punished, because Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say which nation, which people should oppress the Jews. V'chol ha'osa merim li'israel e'lo ratza kol echem e'mo shuz bi'adam. No one is mechuyev to step up to play and do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't demand of any particular group, you must oppress the Jews. Ramban says that's very difficult. Ramban says, really? He says, I understand. Usually, if there's a mitzvah that needs doing, someone needs to do the Bikur Cholim. So usually you assume, Gvaldik, if you stepped up to the plate and you said, I'll do it, that's good. That's amazing. Someone has to do the mitzvah. You chose to do it. We need a minion by the Beis HaKfaris. We need a chevra to go to the fellow in yeshiva that doesn't have many friends. No one's really close to them. The problem is, right, they should have been addressed earlier, but that's the Matthias. Our fellow just showed up in yeshiva 2 weeks ago. No one's really had a chance to get to know me, and he's getting married. So you need to have a bakavad dikka crowd. You don't necessarily need the whole yeshiva going. You need to have a bakavad dikka crowd. No one's really close to him, or there aren't enough people really close to him. So we need more guys to go. So you volunteer to go. Sounds like beautiful, right? You go be a star after night there, you volunteer to go. That's beautiful. So the Rambam says, I don't understand what the Rambam is saying. If there's a mitzvah, someone has to oppress the Jews, and it sounds like a funny mitzvah, but Kadosh Baruch Hu goes there, someone should oppress the Jews. So the fact that the mitzvah volunteered to do it, why is that all of a sudden a bad thing? Plus he says, the mitzvah didn't even choose it. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that they end up in a Mitzrayim. Not that Mitzrayim went looking for Klal Yisrael and attacked them and enslaved them and kidnapped them. And they fell into the Mitzrayim's lap. So the Rambam says, Rambam's approach this question, that, oh, it's because the Mitzrayim volunteered to do it. It's hard to say that that's why. Rambam says, no, Aite Hatam, picking up 3 lines to the bottom, Hatam Kasher Kasav. The reason is, as I already explained, they added. Okay, interesting. But now the Ramban takes it. So far, what do we have? A problem. Two problems. First problem was, what's trapped the word vegam? The language of the pasuk is strange. And the Ramban presented 3 answers, and he preferred the third. It's a nevertheless, hagam, which in turn resolved the language of the pasuk, but raised a question in terms of the content of the pasuk. Why indeed are they being punished? He raised the Rambam's answer. Well, the Mitzrayim didn't have to volunteer to be the one. Kadosh Baruch Hu hadn't been goes for who? So they shouldn't have volunteered. The Ramban says that's a strange approach. Usually we appreciate volunteering to do it. Now, so Ramban says, no, I think my approach, rather the Rambam's approach, that's because the Mitzrayim decided to be the ones to do it. It's the Ramban's approach. Ramban's own approach, which is they did more than they should have. So far this sounds like interesting, abstract, interesting philosophy. We're gonna, as we turn the page mentioned tomorrow, the Ramban sort of takes it a step further, and then it becomes, as Ratursky pointed out, intensely practical. I will leave you with this. What would you say, the Ramban asks on the next page? What would you say if there was a gzeir in Shammai that this person should be, Plony will be murdered, and this bandit decided to fly his craps and murder this fellow? What would you say? And number two, what would you say if there was a gzeir in Shammai that Plony will be murdered by Bandit X? And Bandit X did exactly what the gzeir was. What if a Navi was told that Reuven will be killed by Shimon? And Shimon Taka kills Reuven. So now is he Taka off the hook? Or not? Rabbi, just...
We're going to continue with the Ramban, with which we began yesterday. And again, that was, I want to take the opportunity to share with you some of what Rabbi Twersky shared with why you must meet him this past Motzei Shabbos. This Ramban, which the story begins with almost like a grammatical point, and then moves from there. It moves from there to what seems like an interesting philosophical question. As Rabbi Twersky pointed out, the philosophical questions become something that dramatically changes every day of your life. From Mitzrayim to us. You remember that yesterday, the Ramban had begun with a question of one word in the Bris Ben Absar. V'gamas ha-goyish ha-voda anochi. Talking about Kali Yisrael going into Galus, Kali Yisrael going out of Galus, and also that nation will be punished in some sense. And also, it's more like a fire of the gun. And so Ramban looked at one pshat, looked at another pshat, ultimately settled on approach number three, which is really Hagam. It's really nevertheless. Kali Yisrael would go into Galus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time would be in advance. That's part of the Xer, the Bris Ben Absarim. And nevertheless, the Goyesh Arivodu, they're also, they're going to have to stand in judgment, as Ramban pointed out. Well, but why? But why? It's a great question. Why indeed are they being punished if they're fulfilling the Tzivi Hashem? Quoted the Rambam in the Hilchos Tshuva, that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been goes there, that everything had been anonymous. Some other Goy, some other nation, the Rosh Hashem didn't tell Arvina which, so no one asked the Mitzvah to volunteer. That's the Rambam's answer to how come the Mitzvah are being punished. The Ramban points out, halacha usually doesn't work that way. If there's a Mitzvah that needs doing, but no one in particular is Mitzvah, and you seize the opportunity, you step up to the plate, gewaltig. So you're going to get schar. You're not going to get an onesh. So what's going on? Ramban says, number one, it's because they went beyond what they were asked to do. No, there was a gzeira of avad v'inos of arba shana. Absolutely, there was a gzeira that Klal Yisrael will be subjugated by another nation, and the gamas hagoya she'avodu dan anochi, Rabban Hashem doesn't say I'll punish, he says I'll judge. I'm going to assess the situation. We'll see when Gol's Mitzrayim is over, did they fulfill what I asked them to do, or did they go way beyond it? If we had just been Vavadum, V'inu Osom, okay? But it wasn't. It was far, far more. It quotes a Shmos Rava, which takes us on to the next page, which stresses this point. They're picking up the top of page Sayyidah, the Ramban. Gozra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Medrash Rava gives a mashal. Of someone who did way more than the king asked. This is here too. Kach Gozra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Meshubad V'Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah had given and made a gzeira, Klaisel need to be subjugated for a period of time in Mitzrayim. Amdu alein v'shibdum b'chozek. But the Mitzrayim did far more than was expected. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu aylachem linhog b'hem kavadim. Yasu targachem. Should have put them to work. Ani kafatz katzafti ma'at v'heima azru l'ra. The pasuk which Ramban himself quoted earlier. They went far beyond that was why there was an onesh. It goes on to say clearly, to kill the infants, that's way beyond the avadum v'inu osam that Hashem had told Aram v'inu. He akirasim lagarmi. They were trying to murder Klal Yisrael, and it's clear that's intentional. At the very beginning of the story, beginning of Sefer Shmos, There's something deliberate about this. It's not just they fell into this pattern. There was a plan. And the plan was to Rachman Lasson reduce the numbers of Klal Yisrael. In a b'chal avdus v'inui. Besides the fact hosifu v'inui atzmo, they were out of there way more than Hakadosh Baruch Hu mingos. Okay, He says, that's the answer. Good. Philosophical problem. How can the mitzvah are being punished? And our Ravina told in advance they're going to be punished if they're just doing what they're supposed to do. The answer is, the mitzvah are going to be judged. Rosh was going to assess, did they do what they were asked to do, or what was expected, or did they go far beyond? Now, there was one word that the Rabbanan used earlier, kivadavar asher zadu aleihem. He's spoken about zadon, about intent, about doing something b'mezid. So that leads Rabban to say, maybe this, it's not just about how much you did. And here he says something which is intriguing in the context of Mitzrayim, and potentially transformative in our own context. V'davah havein. At page 30, the second page is Ramban, the sixth line at page number 50, footnote number 55. Davah havein, you got to know and understand the following. V'isha nichta v'nechtem b'rosh Hashanah l'hariga. Let's begin to play this out practically. A fellow, I know we're beginning to talk about homicide, but we'll ultimately move to areas of life that are far more relevant to us personally. There was a gzeiran shamayim, k'siva v'chasima, that this fellow is getting murdered in the coming year. The murderer is going to say, I'm off the hook. Now, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Suchum Fanav, Baruch Hashem decided on Rosh Hashanah that this person getting murdered. So, I don't know. The Mitzrayim's defense. And clearly, that doesn't work. Who Rasha Bavoni Yomos? It's clear in Chumash. You don't get off the hook that way. However, Kasher Teitzeh Gzeira Al Pi Navi. When the Gzeira is delivered to Olam Hazeh via a Navi, Yesh Ba'osa, which is more precisely the Mitzri situation, Kadosh Baruch Hu had told Aravinu in advance there's going to be a Golos Mitzrayim. Yesh Ba'osa Osa Dinim. There are different cases. Im Shoma Osa, V'ratza Lasos Ritzon Bor Kenigzar, Ein Alav Chet. If I heard what the Navi said, and I did it, I wanted to do Gzera Shamayim, I'm not culpable for anything. I'm not punishable for anything. Yesh lo zchuspo. Yesh lo zchuspo. That's a mitzvah. Kasharam b'yehu. Yan asher hativosi, if you know your malachim. Yan asher hativosi, lasos ha-yashar b'enai, k'chol asher b'lev avios yisil, v'es achav. He was the one who had killed out the remnants of Achav's family, as the Navi had said, Rav Moshe wanted to happen. So that's not punishable. Aval mishama ha mitzvah v'horag oso l'sino l'shlol oso. Here Ramban says something remarkable. But let's say the fellow taker heard the nevuah, but did it l'sino o l'shlol oso. I just want to get rid of the guy, and here's my opportunity. Yesh alav ha'onesh ki hu l'chait niskaven. I wasn't interested in sivu habore. I was interested in murder, and that's an Aveira. Navi says that Sancheirev is going to be punished by Ribbono Shel'olam for his murderous marauding in Eretz Yisrael, even though Yeshayahu had prophecy this was going to happen. As the Pasuk says, V'hu lo ken yidmeh, u'levo lo ken yachshov, ki la hashmid b'levavo. And he tells him about Pasuk in Yishayahu in the 10th parak. But he's going to be punished because his intent was to murder. His intent was to destroy. He talks about Nebuchadnezzar and so on and so forth. Now, this is a remarkable thing. Because what the Ramban just said, it's not just a curious philosophical question and a journey through, say, from Malachim, Nebuchadnezzar and Sancheirev. What the Ramban just said is that intent is not just the detail. Intent transforms the action. The same action with different intent is not just a little better, a little worse, fundamentally different. And then two people did the exact same thing. One was mechaben l'mitzvah zboro, he gets schar. The other one was not mechaben l'mitzvah zboro, he's chayav misa. A tricky point there, the truth is that the Chovos HaLevavos, several centuries earlier, already makes the same point, perhaps somewhat less dramatically, although pretty dramatically, in that Dhamma. Chovos HaLevavos was written probably in the 900s. Ben Bachi Pakuda writes, he's been going through, he surveys in his introduction all of the Sfarim
that had been written since Chasimus HaTalmud, which was around 400 years or so before him. And he says that people wrote Svarim on particular areas of Halacha, people wrote Svarim on all of Halacha, people wrote on this, people wrote Pirushon and Gemara a little bit. You have Shi'iltos, says, but everyone's writing in Chobos HaEvarim, no one's writing in Chobos HaLevavos. No one's written an organized approach to the internal obligations of a Jew. Everyone's writing about people write an organized approaches to particular behavioral mitzvahs.
Says, I think he's very dramatic. He says, well, maybe there are no chovos halavavos. Maybe that's the conclusion I should draw. Maybe God doesn't expect anything of our minds and our hearts, just of our hands and our feet. But he begins to prove, as he does throughout his sefer, Minam Mikram. He proves from Tanakh, he proves from Chazal, and he proves from logic. That's his usual trio throughout the sefer. That clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expectations of chovos halavavos. I says, that's why, even though I don't think I'm really right to do this, but no one else has done it, so I'm going to do my best to try to pull off something. And he writes a magnificent tour de force, Chovos HaLevavos. See, he writes in his introduction, right, Tursky quote the 5 of his introduction, he says, consider the fact that two people could do the same act of Chilul Shabbos. Look, If Reuben drives a car on Sunday and Shimon drives a car on Shabbos, so one is obviously fine and the other one is obviously not fine, and we understand those are two very different activities. Yes, both of us drove cars, but to drive a car on Shabbos is Chil Shabbos. Drive a car during the week, that's not Chil Shabbos at all. Right? Obvious. But consider the following. When one fellow drives a car b'shogig, he didn't realize it was Shabbos, he didn't realize that I didn't drive on Shabbos, he drove b'shogig. Another fellow drove b'mezid. So, same thing. They drove both with Mechal Shabbos. But you and I all know, we all know, of course, Mechal Shabbos b'shogig is a chiyuv chatzitz. Mechal Shabbos b'mezid with Eidim v'asra is a chiyuv skila. Even without the Eidim v'asra, Mechal Shabbos b'mezid is karis, very severe. So the Chavos HaLevavos says, can you stop and just think about that for a moment? I mean, the same activity, right? Basically the same aveira. Okay, so I wasn't thinking about it, but all of a sudden, one of them, bring carbon chatzis means basically you put it on the credit card. Right? Pay some money, get an animal, if you can't, you come to his mingus yourself. No. Another one is chiyuv misa, bidei adam, kares, bidei shamayim. Just consider, we've heard that so many times, just consider how radically different those are. The end of a person's life versus a couple $100. Chazov says, sounds like intent is not just a detail. Intent redefines what you just did. And the Ramban here is saying it even more dramatically. The same action, if I'm doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it, it's a mitzvah. If Nebuchadnezzar is just doing it to satisfy his bloodlust, it's not less of a mitzvah, not as good, it's transformative. It's a totally different action. It's entirely different, and we look at it entirely differently. The Rambam talks about this, and the Abinezer talks about this. So couple nights ago, Friday night at the Sachet Shavar Tish in Bergenfield, so he opened Shmuel Sachet Shavar, the present Sachet Shavar Rebbe, opened up by quoting the Elter Zeda of Nezer, incredible he'ara on a Mishnah that I think many of us have learned. Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah says, you blow shofar into a pit, you blow shofar in some enclosed area where you blow shofar in a valley, you create an echo, so you're only yotze if you hear the actual call shofar. If all you heard was the echo, you're not yotze. Okay. Dope. It's relevant in terms of the halachic dispute about the status of microphones. How does a microphone stack up? Okay. You got to hear the actual sound of the shofar. If you're just hearing the echo, the bas call, as you put it, yotze. Then the Mishnah says, and so too, v'chein, a Jew is walking outside of a shul on Rosh Hashanah. He hears the shofar. He's not in shul, but he hears the shofar. And kivin libo yatzeh, lo kivin libo lo yatzeh. If you actually intended to be, if you had intent to fulfill the mitzvah, you would say. If not, not. Nah. So you read that Mishnah, you say, what's the chain? They're not related din. They're unrelated din. Yeah, it's true. Two different halachas of shofar. So you have a din, you have another din. Well, v'chein sounds like the same din. What does one do with the other? One's about listening to an echo. The other one is about not having kavanah when you listen to the shofar and jewel. So Avinezer says, apparently they are related. In other words, Mishnah is telling me this same idea. This just as when you hear the echo, you didn't hear the kol shofar. You hear the kol shofar without kavana, you didn't hear the kol shofar. You may have heard it in sort of an external type of way, but you weren't actually listening. Or to look at it from the perspective of this Ramban, in a slightly different vein, the action without the kavana is an entirely different action. Just like hearing the shofar and hearing the echo, two different things. Hearing the shofar with kavana, hearing the shofar without kavana, two different things. The Rambam, which you have in front of you, talks about this very practically. The Ramban is talking about the stories in Tanakh, and stories which are, Baruch Hashem, very far from our experience. The Rambam, in the second parak of, the third parak of Hilchos Deos, talks about all the neutral activities in life. The neutral activities, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. I believe in Simen Reish Lamed Aleph in Arachaim. Is that right? I think it's Reish Lamed Aleph. Yeah. Reish Lamed Aleph. Rambam says, Kavana is critical. Tzarech Adam Shechaven Kol Ma'asav Kulam Kedei Leidas Hashem Baruch Hu B'Bad. Paragimel Halacha Beis. Throughout my activities, I need to be, ideally, I should be thinking about how this furthers the ambitions and the goals of Os Hashem in my life. And goes on to say, all sorts of neutral activities in life. Going to work, eating, sleeping, adopting a healthier lifestyle, going to the gym, all sorts of stuff. I could just do it because I want to. I'm hungry. I'll eat. Nothing bad about that. I'm tired. I'll go to sleep. I want to make money. I want to pay the bills. But imagine if you were intentional about it, says Rambam. Because if you just do it because that's what I need to do, so nothing wrong about that. But a missed opportunity. Because Rambam says, if you would have been intentional about it, if I would have spent a couple of seconds thinking about I'm eating, so that I'll be healthy, so I'm eating so that I'll have the strength to do mitzvahs. I'm going to sleep so that tomorrow I won't be cranky, and I won't be unfocused, and I'll be able to accomplish so much more what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to accomplish. I'm earning a living so that I can fund all the mitzvahs that I'm going to do, so I can fund all the mitzvahs that my family is going to do. All of a sudden, I've transformed it, and he says at the end of Halacha Gimel, If I get into this groove, then all the things I do in my life, all the neutral activities have been transformed into avos Hashem. And let's take a look at the last couple of lines. It says, even you sleep, I'm going to go sleep for X number of hours. We won't get involved right now in what that number X is, what I wish that number X would be, and what X might be in any given night. I go to sleep, hopefully for a number of hours. If I go to sleep, I spend 5 seconds considering the fact that I'm going to sleep, not just because I feel like going to sleep, which isn't bad, but I haven't yet accomplished anything. If I go to sleep thinking I'm tired, and let me go to sleep so that tomorrow my mind will be clear, my body will be rested, I'm less likely to get sick, and that will enable me to be over Hashem. Nimtzeis Shena Shalo Avoda LaMakom Baruch Hu. I've transformed the neutral activity into Avodas Hashem. V'inyan Zeh Tzivu Chachamim V'amru Kol Maaseh Yu L'Shem Shamayim. So that's what Chazal mean in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. V'kol Maaseh Yu L'Shem Shamayim. Not just mitzvahs. Everything. Neutral activities. The Rambam understands that this is a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. Here is the pasuk. He doesn't have a pasuk in Chumash. Here is the pasuk in Mishlei. BDD. When all of your ways,
means not just when I'm doing mitzvahs, not just when I'm putting on tefillin, when I'm sitting in the sukkah, when I'm giving Brian a tzedakah check, and when I'm biting my tongue not to speak lashon hara. There's yedias Hashem opportunity there. There's even yedias Hashem opportunity b'chol derachecha. Even in the otherwise neutral power of activities, I'm not doing aveira, but nor am I doing a mitzvah. Those neutral activities can be transformed into mitzvahs through what? Through this. Through intent. The Ramban, it sounds like, is taking it even more broadly. The Rambam is talking about the power of intent to transform and define neutral activities as mitzvahs or non-mitzvahs. At the very least, it's an opportunity cost. You were just asleep for 6 hours, or halvai, ideally 9 hours. So you're sleeping for 9 hours. You could have been doing 9 hours of mitzvahs. I don't mean you should have stayed up, pulled all nighter, and learned. I mean you could have been doing 9 hours of mitzvahs by sleeping with intent instead of just the opportunity cost of it was just a blank. It's certainly good that you slept, but that could have been transformed. You just sat down for a half hour to eat. It could have been transformed into a half hour of pure mitzvahs. Eating the same way, maybe you would make somewhat different choices in terms of what you eat, but it might be eating the same thing. But the what's going on in your mind transforms what you're doing with your hands and feet. And the Rambam is talking about it even in the realm of mitzvahs also. The Ramban, talking about in the realm of mitzvahs also, the transformative power, I'm doing a tzivu Hashem to do it with intent versus without intent, that transforms the whole nature of things. It's like a different activity. To leave with what Rabbi Trotsky left us with, is just consider tomorrow morning. Right? You get up in the morning, and you have a routine. Depending on whether you're dorming or not dorming, a routine may start at a different time, but there's a certain routine. Right? You get out of bed, hopefully you don't hit the snooze button too many times, if at all, and you get out of bed and you get yourself ready, and you head down to davening, and you put on tefillin, and you daven, and you eat breakfast. So eating breakfast may be routine. Without even getting to the Rambam with the routineness of your breakfast, but it's certainly nothing wrong if you have healthy choices if you eat the same breakfast every morning. Okay, that works. But we tend to put on tefillin out of routine as well. And that's not even b'chol derechecha de'ehu, that's an actual ma'aseh mitzvah. But that ma'aseh mitzvah could be transformed. It'll be a different hanachas tefillin. Yes, your yotzei the mitzvah. Even if your tefillin may be a little different, Bach thinks that kavan is more critical by tefillin than by most other mitzvahs. But even if you're gonna, I put on tefillin, I did the ma'aseh mitzvah, I was yotzei, yeah. But there's a whole different type of ma'aseh mitzvah called hanocha tefillin b'kavana. It's incredibly richer, incredibly more impactful on me, and arguably it's like a different thing. So. Unlike the Ramban is talking about coming back to where we started. The Ramban is talking about the most extreme case. The Gamet Sagoy Sharavodu Don Anochi, doing something which is, in this case, a tzivoy, but usually forbidden. And with the case, example Ramban gave of Yehu with Acha, with Beis Acha, the Navi says, I want you to murder, and usually murder is an aveira. Right now, in this particular instance, it's expected. So in that case, where my activity could go either way, it's either a mitzvah or a heinous crime, so kavana makes all the difference in terms of defining it as action one or action two. So that's the more dramatic manifestation of an underlying phenomenon, which as I said before when we started, the underlying phenomenon is not just an interesting philosophical question. Underlying phenomenon is not just a question of how you translate the word vegam, although that's what gets it started. The underlying phenomenon is not just something which comes up in a couple of great moments, dramatic moments in Sefer Melachim. The underlying phenomenon that Kavana redefines what you're doing. That the action with Kavana is almost as though it's like a different action than the same action performed at Kavana. That's something that comes up all day, every day. I'm about to go down to the bench. Baruch Hashem, learning Torah. So, to a certain extent, it's hard to learn without having kavana. I mean, it's hard to learn without using your mind. You cannot learn Torah without cogitation, without mental activity. But you can definitely learn Torah without self-awareness of what you're doing and why you're doing it.
You can definitely learn Torah out of rote. You can use your brain out of rote too. And certainly, the Maisei Mitzvah that we do, and the way in which we talk to people around us, and the ways in which we take care of the people around us, the ways in which we engage Maisei Mitzvah, Bin Adam Lamakom, so we can go through the motions, or we can actually carve out a few minutes to be self-aware of what it is that we're doing and why. And that could, those couple of moments of thinking have incredible multiplying effect, and they could transform hours of our lives. And over time, it transforms an entire life. So this is a whole world of not theoretical, but practical philosophy that comes from one word in the Bris Peyam Sarm. The significance of that, Vegam, Don Anochi. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to assess what we did, and Kadosh Baruch Hu assesses why we're doing it. And it's a major, major growth opportunity for us to think about what we think about. To begin thinking, and to begin pushing ourselves further in terms of not only doing the right thing, Baruch Hashem, which we are, and we continue to strive in terms of doing the right thing more and more, as Yechidim, as a Chevra, but also doing the right things for the right reasons. And doing the right things for reasons. To live deliberately, to live intentionally, is a major part of the Chovos HaLevavos, is a major part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us as growing Jews. So these are some of the ideas that emerge from this Ramban.